Hey guys, this is Trey, and I'm starting a podcast.
Yes!
And for this first episode, I have Haley here, my good friend Haley, and we are going to talk about the struggles of being a senior in college.
True. They're real.
It truly is a struggle for the majority of people.
It really is.
When you're like in high school, everyone's like, go to college. It's yep. the way to, you know, get what you want in the future. But, like, there's so much more than just going to college. And, like, people don't tell you that when you're going
no.
in. Like, they make it sound like you're gonna, like, get this degree and, like, jobs are just gonna be, you know, handed to you. But yep. it's the opposite.
It's the opposite. Literally.
Everyone has a bachelor's. So,
amen.
You have so much competition. So, yeah, I just want to talk about that. I just want to start off, and Haley can, like, chip in, but, and say, when I started college, mm-hmm. I was here to be a lawyer. I wanted to, you know, go to law school after college. I even, yeah. like, got a job after my freshman year at yeah. a law firm.
That's crazy.
And,
Trey.
Like, I was on, you know, track. And then yeah. I even got to the point where I was studying for the LSAT.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was taking a class, an LSAT prep class.
Lord.
You know, so I could, yeah. like, take the LSAT that summer, which is the test you take, you know, to, it's like the SAT for law school.
Right.
But then I changed because I realized that I was not really interested in it. I think it yeah. was just more of a, like, oh, like, this will look good, you know, to right. other people that I'm a lawyer and I'll yeah. make money, but...
Yep.
I kind of just evaluated, like, what my passions were and what I was actually interested in. And so I give credit to one of my favorite YouTubers, Andrew Kearns, because he's, like, this super...
I can't. Okay.
He's this super, like, creative photographer. And he's just yes. living his life, you know, doing what he loves. And I
yeah.
just saw how passionate he was about photography. And I was like, okay. I need to find something that I'm actually passionate about
right.
and study that. And so I went to study communications because I actually went to a high school for communications.
Yeah.
Because my county had, like, different programs you could apply to at different high schools. And actually in middle school, I applied to, like, the law program and didn't get in.
Wow. Okay,
so, like,
Trey,
that was probably
better.
A sign from God saying, like, you don't need to study
law. I know he was already saying stop.
Yeah. But honestly, I'm glad I got into communications when I did because I like yeah. met you and Jess
True.
And Haley. You are Haley.
I, am
I meant
so
to say
shocked.
Jordan. And I
yes.
had, I don't know why
I said I knew that you were meaning Jordan when you just said that too. So
yeah.
it's fine.
And
anyways.
I met so many other people. So it's been good. But it's been tough because I joined communications my junior year, so that added an extra year onto my studies.
Yeah.
And it was also hard because I felt like, I don't know, I feel like the time I joined, like the summer before, a lot of people had done internships,
yeah.
so I fell behind, and like I still haven't done an internship, so
it's
that's
fine.
Actually still stressing me out. But I'm just going to say, like,
yeah,
things change.
You got this.
Yeah. And like I went, when I was going into college, people were like, oh, you're probably going to change your major. And I would get upset. I'm like, no, I'm not. You don't know me. But you had a similar story, right?
I did. Yeah, because I came in at 2014. And I mean, I went to this small high school in the country, which is interesting. Anyways, and so I thought I was going to be an elementary ed teacher, which... then I realized I don't have patience for that at all. Mm-hmm. And so then I switched my major and that's how we met. And, but I thought coming out of college that I would be able to land a job super fast that
yeah.
I, cause everybody kind of puts that expectation on you. I mean, it's definitely real. Like I mean, you've definitely probably experienced this now, but the few months leading up to graduation, every single conversation is like, what are you going to do after
yes.
you graduate?
And then people feel the need to, like, pitch in, like, and tell you what you need to be doing.
Yeah, and it's like, excuse me, this is my life. Right. And so I don't know, I just started feeling really stressed about it, and I was working at this bridal shop, which I'm still there now, but I'll explain that in a second. And I was honestly so confused on what I was supposed to do with my life, and I was applying to a ton of different jobs, and I did get a lot of interviews, but I just kept getting a bunch of no's. Yeah. And I didn't land a job officially until March, like almost a year later. Yeah. And it was at the same place that I had been working at. And it was so crazy because God just used that to show me that, one, I really wasn't trusting him at all. And then he just showed me that I don't need to worry because he already had me at the place where he wanted me to be that whole time. But I spent that whole June until March stressed all the time about a job where if I would have just trusted him, I could have just been living my life.
Yeah.
And just known that he was going to provide for me at the right time, because it was right at the right timing, because even like my student loans were pushed back and I didn't have to pay them.
Okay.
And then like they came back right when I got a new job.
Yeah.
They came back. It's like they ran away anyways.
But I think what's helped me is to realize that everyone has a different path. Like, yeah. I have friends right now that are getting amazing jobs in their dream city, and like I haven't even gotten an internship. Right. In my small city of Richmond, Virginia, I can't even get an internship. And these people are getting amazing jobs in, like, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago. Yeah. I'm like, what am I doing that they are doing? But I'm realizing that God has me where he has me for a reason.
Yeah.
And that I need to trust him. Yeah. And that, you know, I have a certain plan for my life, but it's probably, it is trash compared to what God has for me.
Yeah. It is.
Which is a basically very, very hard pill to swallow.
No, I feel that.
Now, I'm stuck in Lynchburg.
Yep.
For 2 more years going to grad school, which is nice.
But still, not the plan you thought you would have.
Yeah. And also, I'm still in a place where, like, I don't even know how that's going to work out. Because, like, I'm applying to jobs that are, like, well, I applied to a job that I need because it'll help me pay for grad school, but that has not come through yet. So at this point, it's like really hard to trust God, because I'm like, okay, I'm about to graduate.
Yeah.
Grad school starts in August. I can't just wait. I mean, it's just hard. I can't just like wait around. But I have to trust that God will work it out, because he has before.
I know. Something that God has really been teaching me too is he's really brought me back to like the book of Job, where like if you're listening to this and you're not a Christ follower, Job is in the Bible, and Job is this guy that literally had everything and then everything was taken from him. And God showed me, like, through like just learning and reading in Job, that not only did he allow for Job to lose everything, but he didn't leave Job right in that moment, but instead he decided to just grow Job. And I feel like God has done the same in my life, because I mean, I felt like I had nothing. I felt like I didn't have a job. I felt like, well, all my friends are getting cool jobs. What about me, God? Have you forgotten me? And so many times, like, Job felt so forgotten, but it was just the fact that God was just trying to grow him. And I think it's so hard because we live in this culture where everything is on social media. So, like, everybody has these Insta-worthy pics of, like, it looks like they're just living their life. But in reality, like, how much of that is really real and how much of that is just a show. Right. And it's like a job won't fulfill us, and nothing will fulfill us except for God himself. And yeah, it's just trusting the seasons that he's given us, that he has entrusted right now to us. And sometimes, like, he chooses not to change our seasons because our perspective isn't where he wants us, or he's still trying to teach us something. I don't know. That was just a really ramble thought.
No, you're right. And along with this social media thing, I was actually eating lunch with friends, and one of my friends deleted his social media over the summer.
Yeah.
And he's just over, he's just done with social media. And so, like, I'm at a point where, like I said, I'm seeing people get these amazing jobs and, like, move to their dream cities and, like, all these things that I see as, like, really nice happening to them. So I just decided to delete social media while we were at lunch, just, like, impulsively.
Yes.
I actually downloaded Instagram so I could promote this, but
Yes.
That doesn't count. But yeah, I just had to do that because comparison is like, comparison adds so much stress. Because it makes you feel like you need to be in a certain place, but, you know, God's like, you need to be where, you know, I have you.
Yeah.
It's a crazy place it's to hard. Be. Being it this, like, season of my life has been, like, really stressful, but I feel like I've grown so much because God's just teaching me to trust him. Like, I haven't had a car in, like, all semester.
Trey used to have a truck. Now it's gone.
And, like, when I found out that I wouldn't have a car this semester, I was, like, freaking out because I'm, like, I live off campus.
Yeah.
I have a job.
True.
I work crazy hours. Like, I get off,
you know,
I've gotten off at, like, 3 a.m., 5 a.m. for some events. Have. But, like, God has worked it out every single time.
Yeah.
Like, every day of this semester, God has worked it out for me to get a ride to school, for me to get a ride home, for me to get a ride, you know, to Target when I need to get there.
True.
Random trips to Chipotle, golf
you
park.
You definitely need to go just to both of those.
Literally everywhere I've wanted to go this semester, I've been able to go because, you know, God's just worked it out. And there have been times where I'm like, oh wow, this person's having something at their house, like last minute, and I can't go, but God's like, you're not missing out, you're fine.
Which he said, you're not missing out, you're fine.
Yeah, because like I feel like I'm missing out on things, but in reality like I'm not, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's so true. And it's like also with that, God has been teaching me so many times. Well, really, I like have never done like that word of the year. Like God gives you a word of the year. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
And
I don't do that either.
Yeah, but I did it this year.
Oh, I'm like, I hate those.
Trey just made the most judgmental look to me when I just said that, and then I said I have one, and Trey just judged me. Oh my word!
I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Like,
you really did though. You really did. Anyways, but I felt judged. But
wait, actually, I take that back. But you can go.
Okay, and so my word God gave me was expectant, which I did not want.
That's
because
a spicy one.
It is a spicy one because so much of my, like, the past few years, I have not been expectant. I've been very pessimistic, and I've put God in this box where I'm like, you know, God will maybe do this for me, but that's pretty impossible for him. And it's like this man-made box. And so many times we do that, like, we put God in this, like, man-made box, but we don't remember he's not man, like, he's God.
Yeah.
And he can do way more than we can do. And because of that, like, he has showed me so much that he is working out 1,000 things.
Yes.
For our favor. That's in Romans 8:28. Like, he's working all things together for our good. Or is it 8:38? I probably just quoted that wrong.
Romans 8:28. He's working all things together for the good of those who love him.
There you go. Boom. And I feel like God has just showed me that through that, I can only see a few of the things he's doing. Because if he showed us every single good thing he was doing for us, we wouldn't even need him.
For real.
Like, we would, which we still would need him, but we would live like we don't need him. And then he doesn't want us to live that way, you know? So
that'd be actually weird.
It really would.
We just knew what was coming up.
Exactly. And he's not going to do that. So I just feel like that's something he's really been teaching me.
Another thing that is helping me is realizing the fact that God is not just going to leave me, you know? Like, I'm not just going to be, like, left somewhere without, like, God working out in my life. So I just have, it's hard though, because once you get, like, stuck in your thoughts, it's like, oh dang, I'm never going to get a job. I'm going to be like living with my parents. But like, why would God let that happen to me? You
exactly.
know?
He wouldn't.
It's ridiculous for me to think that.
That's so true. And like, even like, there's that verse, I'll probably misquote that one too, but it's a verse about the sparrow and how like God watches over the sparrow. Like, that's a bird. Birds are scary and birds are disgusting. Like, okay, sorry. I just really went off. Like, I don't like gumbo. That's almost that much.
Insignificance, because they don't really add value to your life.
Exactly.
But like,
he takes care of them.
Yeah.
So if he's going to take care of a bird, he's obviously going to take care of us. Like, straight up.
Exactly.
You know? And so I don't know, like, sometimes it's so hard, but we have to live in that, like, it's an everyday mindset that you have to put on.
It really is. And like I said with the car thing, I have to trust God when I'm on campus at school that, like, someone's going to be, you know, going my way to, like, take me home. Exactly. I don't live far, so, like, it's not hard, but...
You could walk. That would be kind of funny. I'm sorry. Don't walk.
That would not be funny. But...
I would give you a ride if you need one.
Yeah, I've had to trust that, like, someone's going to, you know, be kind enough to give me a ride. And,
yeah,
like I said, every day this semester, it's worked out.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It is.
Like, thinking about it, this semester went by fast, but, like, I keep saying it, but literally, like, every day, like, I've been okay.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
It is.
And that's just, like, how good God is. Because he's just so kind to not leave us where he found us, you know? And how, like, he's so intentional, like, in the little things of, like, finding a ride, which is a really big thing.
Yeah.
And, or, like, the little things, like... This is so random. I've never told anybody this, but I'm about to tell your podcast. But I spoke at this retreat a few weeks ago, and they gave me a notebook for speaking with, like, some other stuff. But the notebook was a spiral notebook, and I don't use any other notebook but a spiral notebook. But they didn't know that. And it was like, so I literally cried in my car over this notebook. But it was just a representation of how much Jesus loves us because he gave me a spiral notebook. Like, how crazy is that? It's just so small. But to me, it was such a big reminder of that, like, Jesus knows every single part of us, and he's gonna use us. And he is good like that. I don't really know where I was going with that, but... I was really excited about this spiral notebook. I just wanted to say that.
I love that story, though. I'm still learning to trust God, though. I'm saying this, like, it's easy to trust God. He'll work it out. But, like...
It really not.
I still have a lot that's up in the air. Like, this summer, I'm still looking for an internship. So, I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah.
But I have to.
But, just gotta trust God.
And, like...
Proclaim it.
Put in the work too, though.
Yeah.
For me to just sit back and, like, hope that an internship is going to fall in my lap would also be, like, stupid of me, because I have to do something, you know?
Exactly. Like, that verse that's in, I'm going to misquote, like, a third verse. That's really bad, but whatever. It's Psalm 35, where it talks about, like, a man plans his steps.
Yeah.
But the Lord directs them, or something like that. But it's really true how we do have to put in the work and let God direct the rest.
Right.
Because we're going to mess up. But sometimes it's just taking that first step. Mm-hmm. Like you're doing, making a podcast. Oh, boom. Gosh. There you go. But it's just taking that first step, and then God will direct the rest. And just following his lead. But sometimes he just gives us moments to just leap in faith. And we just have to trust those. And not just sit around and be like, God, why haven't you provided for me?
Yeah.
Because he has called us to be intentional and not just lazy and...
Yeah.
You know?
This has been kind of a rough season, but I think last week, I don't know how this came to my mind, but I've just been praying, like, God, I'm in a rough patch, but just open my heart and mind to whatever you're trying to teach me in this season. Because I feel like he's trying to teach me so much. And I'm looking back on, like, this whole semester and just trying to figure out, like, what God was trying to, you know, let me know in this season. Because it's been weird. Like, me not having a car, I haven't been able to go to church.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, why that has been, or, like, I don't know. There's just a lot I'm trying to, like, look back and, like, think about.
Yeah.
And process. But it's been good. I feel like I've really had to lean on God more than I ever have.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
That's the best place to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely agree with all of that. And it's hard to just be in those places. Because, I mean, it is really easy to just say, trust God. But when it actually comes down to it, will you actually trust him? Like, okay, this is another random story. But I lost my phone the other day at the parkway. Which is such a first world problem. But whatever. I, like, sat down at this pond. And then I left my phone at it. Like, just laying there. But I didn't realize it. And I got so upset because I was like, God, Like, I was just having this pity party, and I was like, you know, I can't get another phone. I don't have any money. I'm broke. And I was like, so you better show me this phone right now. And God was like, why are you acting so panicked over something so small when you've seen me move so much, not just in your life, but in other people's lives? Because literally the service, it was just Sunday. And so literally the service on Sunday was just testimonies of God being faithful in people's lives. So he was like, I just put you in a service to see this, but you're acting this crazy. And it's like, what are you doing? Right. And sometimes it's just, we need a reality check from God that he knows what he's doing. So, but I did find my phone.
It was just laying in the garage.
Well, this person like turned into like the, what is it called?
The people.
Yeah. That's, what is that called? The... Lost and found. Oh, wow. Yeah. Why is that so hard to think of just now? And I was like in tears, so I definitely looked. I was really dramatic. Sometimes I get very dramatic. Trey, I can't.
I haven't gotten to see you like that yet.
Oh my word. And so I went up to the lady and I was like, have you seen an iPhone? And she was like, what? And and then she goes, oh yeah, was it a white iPhone? And I was like, yes. And then she gave it to me and she was like, are you about to cry? And I was like, I don't cry in front of people. And I walked away. I was really dramatic. It was just a really bad moment for me. I'm just confessing that on your podcast. Yeah. But won't he do it?
He really will. It's wild how God works. I thought this would be a comedy podcast. And look where we
really,
are.
It really
misquoting scripture.
That was the comedy. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you don't laugh at anything else, laugh at that, because, oh my goodness.
I was trying to contain my laughter so that then I wouldn't burst somebody's eardrum.
Yeah.
Because Trey and I just recorded an episode for my podcast, and we literally laughed so loud that it kind of busted my eardrum replaying it. That was just really me, though, laughing. You weren't really laughing. You weren't really laughing as much. Anyways.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep going on a tangent.
But if you take anything away from this podcast, I know we were kind of like all over the place, but I feel like we really just want to stress how important it is to realize that God does have a plan and that he will not leave you. Like, I know it may feel like everything will be up in the air at some points, but you just have to trust that God will work it out, and he will look back on your life and just see how he's done that at other points, because he loves you so much. Which is another thing that God's making me realize, like, how much he does, like, love me and care for me. Because it's so easy to, like, forget that.
Yeah.
Same. But yeah, if you're a senior, just, you know,
you've got this. Well, God's got this.
He really does. And trust the process.
Yeah. And also, sorry, I just cut you off.
I was just going to say, like, life's really about the journey. And I feel like that's a common thing Pinterest for people to say. It is, but, like,
it's so true.
If I was focused on the destination, I wouldn't have, like, when I came into college, I wouldn't have even enjoyed it if I was just focused on, you know.
You're not wrong.
Getting my degree. I wouldn't have met all my, you know, friends or, like, experienced everything I got to experience. But I was able to, like, focus on the journey and really enjoy my college experience. And I feel like that's what life's all about, you know? Apply to jobs, get rejected, but, like, you know, realize that every job is not for you, or, like, learn something about the application process.
So true.
It's really crazy.
It is.
How life works.
It is. And if you feel like you're not in a place where you want to be and you're really comparing yourself, I think it's really healthy to just unfollow people on Instagram. Like, a follow doesn't mean friendship necessarily. Like, we equate it with that, but, like, it's just a follow. Yeah. And so, I mean, don't unfollow, like, all your close friends or something, because you are responsible for your actions.
Just, like, bye. I'm like, delete the app for a week. Kaylee's like, just get rid of them.
Like, really? Oh, no. But, like, if you are comparing yourself so much to a certain person, it might just be unhealthy for you. I mean, for you to unfollow them.
Yeah.
Don't go do that to, like, everybody.
I love how you do that, because it just shows how serious you take it. And I feel like we all should, because comparison is...
It's real.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, I just went on Lent, and I realized so much on how whenever I got on Instagram, I allowed myself to live in a comparison trap, which that's not on the other person. That's on me. I control my emotions. Right. They don't even know me, half of them that I unfollowed. Yeah. But
they're just posting their highlights.
Yeah, they are. And I was so upset, and I just always lived in this comparison, and it stopped me from doing so much in my life. And so sometimes, like, that's why you just gotta say boy bye and unfollow them.
Or girl bye.
Yeah, or girl bye.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever floats your boat. Oh, God. You go with it. Anyway, moving on.
What's been your favorite part about this season of, like, waiting on God?
I think, honestly, having to rely on Him mm-hmm. is such a great place to be, because it has shown me that I used to just kind of want Him to just fulfill my desires and that's it. But instead, I now actually love Him and I want to obey Him. And I think, I mean, I could really go into that, but I'm not going to. But God has really, in the past 3 years of my life, He completely tore down everything I believed about Him, and then He rebuilt it Himself.
Yeah.
And it was because of a lot of waiting and a lot of hard things that I went through. It wasn't the easy things. And so now I treasure those moments, and I can look back and, like, it's kind of like me and God have inside jokes, but it's not a joke. You get what I'm saying?
Just, but like, it's like, I remember that time you wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah, he's like, jokes on you. But, like, there's so much that He has shown me, like, little things and in people. And so I think that's the greatest part, because God can show up as just another person in your life. Or just as, like, a stranger shows up in your life, like, God will show up in those ways in the waiting. And I think that's honestly the best part. I mean, it doesn't make it easy, but I think when you look back on it, you can really treasure those moments with God.
Yeah.
And that's what life is all about.
It really is. I feel like when God works in your life, it's hard to see it in the moment.
Yeah.
But like I said, looking back, like, this semester, He's worked everything out, which has been amazing. And I'm still waiting on Him to work some things out. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what He wants me to do.
Yeah.
In this time of waiting.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's beautiful to just see how He works.
Yeah. And, I mean, even if you're listening to this and you're not a senior in college, there's always, I mean, we're always going to be in seasons of life where we're waiting for something. So we're going to have to learn how to deal with it. Or else we'll live our whole lives, like, stressed.
Yeah.
Because there's never going to be a moment where we're not waiting for at least one thing, you know?
Yeah.
This.
Well, thanks for listening. I almost said watching, but they're clearly not watching. But thanks for listening. I hope our words made sense. Yes,
I hope so. I feel like this was good.
I enjoyed it. It was easy to talk about because it's our experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. But thank you. There will be more.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Trey's podcast is gonna overtake the world, so get ready.
Alright. I don't know how to end this, so I'm just gonna stop.